Well, you're listening to the Charisma News Podcast on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm your host, Jeff Struss, and this is a special video edition of our podcast. And so if you're listening to the podcast, we want to encourage you, go and check out our Facebook page. You can see the video on charismanews.com. And likewise, if you're watching the video online, make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Well, it seems like in today's world, there's never a lack of bad news and serious subjects. And if you're burned out on heavy topics, you're going to enjoy today's episode. Our guests today are a husband and wife duo who went viral with their comedy lip-syncing routine. And they're here to share keys that God has given them on how to see God's best in your relationships. Their message right after this.
All around the world, poverty is stealing choices from kids. It's time to give those choices back. Introducing Chosen, World Vision's new invitation to sponsorship. For the first time, kids have the power to choose their own sponsors. Now the choice is theirs. The choice to take hold of their future, and even the choice to step into a life-changing relationship with you. Learn more at worldvision.org/chosen.
Well, welcome back to the Charisma News Podcast. And our guests today are lip sync viral sensations, Kristen and Danny Adams. And they've written a new book titled The Road to Love and Laughter, Navigating the Twists and Turns of Life Together. Kristen and Danny, welcome to the podcast.
Hey.
Thanks for having us. What a great intro. I feel like we should have come out in our costumes and done a routine.
Well, you know, you guys are no strangers to being engaging and being humorous and being funny. So let's start at the beginning.
Right.
What in the world happened that caused you to be, you know, shared across the internet, you know, I think a couple hundred of millions of times here with your lip syncing video?
Well, Danny went off for a spiritual retreat for 3 days up in the mountains and came down and said, God told me we should start making lip sync videos.
He has called us. And, get on board.
No, he actually did go away and pray one time and came back down with some really awesome things from the Lord, but it was not up to lip sync. But we actually, you know, we were in LA for 15 years. We lived out there and our livelihood was from the entertainment industry. Mm-hmm. I was a television host, the hardest working cable television host that no one had ever heard of for 15 years. I worked for a lot of different cable networks, and Danny did sketch comedy and stunt work for sports commercials and TV and stuff. And we always knew we wanted to work together somehow, some way, that was ultimately like God's call for us as a couple was to join our efforts, but we didn't know how. And he really did. Danny was like, I feel like God's telling us to move across the country and like branch out and not audition for traditional Hollywood stuff anymore and to start making our own content. And so I drug my feet for a couple of years to leave LA, but we finally moved to Indianapolis and we said, let's give this internet thing a try with the intention of just, you know, really making good content for our kids to watch. We have two kids that are now 10 and 7. And we thought, hey, if they're going to grow up on the internet, like we grew up with the internet, Jeff, like you and I, but now they're growing up on the internet. And so we were like, let's make content that we would feel comfortable for them watching. And lip syncing was kind of the first thing that we thought of.
That's right.
Yeah. And those were the ones that ended up going viral. So, you know, that's the end of the story.
So there's a lot of content on the internet, obviously, a lot of options out there. So what do you think it was about your videos that made it catch fire the way that it did?
Yeah, well, our heart is to make family-friendly content where God is always welcome. So in terms of programming and the whole family being able to watch something, that was a big heart of ours. I mean, I grew up doing that. Kristen grew up doing that. But that programming doesn't exist as much anymore.
Where, so, you know, like something would be on and like mom and dad would be like, come on, kids, come down. And let's all watch the Carol Burnett show or whatever it was. And so for Danny, like that was his heart and kind of bringing that like vibe to it. So I think to your question, one of the things was that it was watchable across generations. Yeah. Like if
from
grandma,
if
grandma was the first one to see it, she was sharing it with her kids.
Yeah.
And
there you go. Down you go. But I will say this, Jeff, I think that, in terms of that space, so lip syncing was big in our lives in the 80s, and then it kind of swung back around a few years ago. And it's like, hey, you know, let's jump on this train. And I think Crystal and I just maybe cornered a bit of a market there where other people were lip syncing, but when we added the layers of costuming and all the things, I think we grabbed the attention of people. And just going down memory lane with music, right? Mm-hmm. Selecting the right kind of music that's fun. It only lasts 10 seconds, and then you're seeing it, you're hearing a new song and a new look between the two of us. And I think the last thing was the appeal of the fact that we're married. And it was like, man, this is a married couple dressing up and doing all of that. And I can't even, you know.
We have so many, like, women will comment. They're like, that's my dream, that my husband would dress up in a costume and lip sync with me, you know. And it's like, you know, I guess I scored the jackpot in that sense, because that's like what he loves to do.
Yeah.
Well, praise the Lord. You're living your dream, you know, getting into your costumes. But, you know, and I love what you're saying here is that, because it's real, is that there's that whole thing, wholesome content is content that people crave. And there is something powerful about having, you know, grandma and grandpa and the kids in, you know, watching something at the same time.
Absolutely.
People are craving it. So good for you guys. And, you know, you obviously you hit something. It caught fire. Okay. So here you guys are. You're a husband and wife couple. You guys are obviously animated. You have all this background in entertainment, in media. How do you get to a marriage book? Like, what was the, you know, what was the pathway from going to, okay, we just lit the internet on fire with our viral lip syncing videos to, you know what, we've got something to share. Tell us that story.
Do you want to start with that?
I'll start with it. And I think when our videos were going viral, we were getting approached by publishing companies.
Wow.
But we knew, what do they want?
Write about?
How to lip sync video?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like that's like three pages right there.
We didn't really know, like, okay, if we're gonna write a book, we want it to like mean something and at the right time. So we didn't just want to, you know, strike while the iron's hot and like put a lip syncing book out or something.
Yeah.
So we said no for a few years.
And I think the we had maybe that in sights way down the road. And it wasn't until a podcast.
We were on Audrey and Jeremy Roloff's podcast, who Jeremy Roloff is from Little People, Big World on TLC. And their marriage was like the most watched marriage, you know, had all these ratings. And so now they have a podcast. They had us on to just talk marriage and faith and family and kind of working and having a job on the internet. And our publisher, Zondervan, heard us on that podcast. And we were very vulnerable in that podcast. We talked a lot about how, you know, people watch a 3-minute video where we have costumes on and we're having fun and we get all these comments, you know, tens of thousands of comments that are like, it just must be a barrel of fun in your house all the time. And you guys just are made for each other and you're two peas in a pod. And I wish this and I wish that about my husband or spouse that we could do that together.
Yeah.
And it made us feel good, but it also made us feel like, I hope people don't really think that that's what our life is like all the time, that we just sit in front of the camera and laugh all the time. Like, we're real people and we have disagreements and we, you know, even though we love the Lord, like, it's not like we came to know Christ and our marriage was suddenly perfect.
Right.
And so we just really felt like it was important to kind of go behind the scenes with people and say, hey, you're seeing a 3-minute video, but truth is there's a lot of life outside that video and we stumble through just as much as you do. But we want to encourage people. All of our videos are really filmed in our car. A lot of them, not all of them.
Yeah.
A lot of them are filmed in the front seat of our car, mostly because when our kids were little, that's where it was quiet. And then it just kind of became a thing. And so the book, The Road to Love and Laughter, was sort of a nod to all the videos that are done in our car and sort of this relationship, you know, road trip, if you will, of like, hey, there's going to be moments where you want to get out of the car or find the nearest exit ramp and be like, I'm done. And we've had real fights where literally Danny pulled over and went inside like a gas station to like let off some steam. And I was in the car with the kids and I had a moment where I was like, I'm going to drive off. I'm going to leave him in the gas station and see how he likes that. You know, I mean, it was just a prideful, stupid moment, but I had the thought.
Yeah. There was a restaurant attached to the gas station, so I'd have been okay. I mean, you know,
Subway. He had
money. Survived.
And it's cool. And everybody's got GPS now. You know, his phone had 50% charge. You would have made it back.
Yeah, he would have been all right. He would have made it.
It'd have been all right. But really, it's a marriage book, but it's not the end all be all of marriage books. We're not marriage experts. Really, we just want to encourage people to stay in the fight and stay in the car.
Yeah.
Don't get out.
No. I think the language that you use is maybe not so much fun as much as dysfunctional.
Yes.
Right.
We put the fun in dysfunctional.
You know, I mean, so let's jump into some of the keys here. In those moments when it's feeling maybe more dysfunctional than fun, what was the motivating factor? What did you hold on to? What did you grab on to stay, you know, to stay in the game, to stay connected, to stay in the relationship while you're working through the stuff?
Yeah. You got this one.
Yeah, it's always Christ. I mean, you have to come back to and make him your anchor of your relationship. If you try to sort it out in your own strength, in your own logic and rationale, it's not going to work. There are practical things about marriage and tips that you can take that are golden. But at the end of the day, Christ is our foundation, and we have to cling on to him, which when we do, it has you dying to self. And humility is so key in marriage, as we really can say, you know what, I'm here to serve you. And if I am a servant leader in my home and to each other, now you start working out. Because it's the, we say in our live events a lot of times, Jeff, is it's giving 100% expecting zero in return. The 50-50 relationship thing is, it's cute on paper and in the movies, but it's really not true. Oh, I'll give a little if you give a little, and then we complete each other. It's really two people saying, let me give all of myself to you selflessly, and you'll have, if two people are doing that, you'll have a great marriage. So that's our go-to.
And I was going to add, I thought, Steve, you always give a new answer. I mean, Christ is a good answer.
Yeah.
Let's be honest with that. But I thought he was going to go with two, that early in our dating relationship, even when we were, you know, we knew there were like, oh, we're different here, and this could probably be a source of conflict that we're going to need to work through, but I love you anyway. He had vision. Mm. God had given Danny vision for our future. Like, he had vivid snapshots of us in ministry together, not like traditional ministry, but like something.
Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton, that kind of just anything.
We dressed up like them in a video one time.
The normal stuff.
Wigs were involved in the vision. And honestly, like in those moments where we both wanted to throw in the towel, and there have been moments where both of us have wanted to do that, that vision would keep coming back to him.
Right.
And he's like, God is going to do something. And if I leave right now, I'm going to miss out on the biggest fruit of all that he's preparing, you know?
Man.
It's beautiful. So were you guys, were you both raised in the church, or is this, I mean, it sounds like you knew Christ when you were dating. Is that right?
We did. I grew up in a singing evangelist home.
Which I didn't know what that was. I thought that meant like a singing telegram. Like, I thought they went door to door and like, was like, hey, can we sing you a ditty about Jesus? And I was like, that sounds scary and frightening.
In four part family harmony.
But
can we do it?
He was like the legit, his family, like the Jerry Adams family group.
Yeah.
And like all the kids grew up singing harmony. They learned harmony during the blizzard of 1978 here in Indiana.
Yeah.
They would travel to churches and sing. Yeah. That's what he did. And then I grew up in Dallas, which is like the belt buckle of the Bible Belt. So like I had to go to church, you know.
Yeah.
And I loved God, and I would have never proclaimed any other God, but I never really had a personal relationship with Christ. Yeah. So we both really, quote unquote, found Jesus passionately when we lived in LA.
Yeah, yeah. Because even though I grew up in it, Jeff, I was not making him Lord of my life at that time. And so in LA, that was a beautiful time in our relationship.
When we were dating.
We dated a year and a half without Jesus.
as part of our relationship.
And then after a year and a half, we both rededicated ourselves. And it was literally two different relationships. Yeah.
Wow, beautiful. In your book, you have an entire chapter dedicated to, you know, differences between spouses. And, you know, maybe there's someone that's listening or watching that, you know, well, we'll get married and they'll change. And somebody's out there and they're kind of having a rude awakening that maybe that change doesn't actually come. What do you say to those people as it relates to, you know, being in relationship in light of pretty big differences and personality clashes?
Yeah, well, those differences are there.
On purpose, for a purpose.
And those differences don't surprise God, you know? I think oftentimes too, you know, the enemy's a punk, right? Like Satan's a punk. So when you're first together with somebody, those differences are attractive. It's like, oh, I like that he's so different than me. And like, mm-hmm. I like it spicy and he likes it mild. That's okay. And then like 5 years into marriage, you're like, why don't you like spicy things? You're affecting where I go eat. You're affecting the groceries. Like it's just the stupidest stuff. But like early on in dating, it was cute.
Yeah.
And so, the enemy's just, he twists those things and he magnifies those differences and he makes them feel like they're so big and like, they mean you shouldn't be together or something.
That's really good, Kay. What was once attractive now becomes like, you know, I can't
highly
stand.
Highly annoying.
Highly annoying. And we all...
Hypothetically.
Hypothetically.
Yeah, right. It could potentially.
Potentially, yeah.
We heard.
And it's funny because there's a lot of personality tests out there that you can take. And Kristen and I, you would think that we might be, you know, the same, but we are actually very, very different. Kristen is on one end, I'm on the other. And the results that you get back from those, it tells you who you may be a little bit more compatible with and those that you aren't. And Kristen and I, it says, if you want peace in your life, stay away from that person. I mean, it was a straight, and it was bolded and highlighted.
We've taken multiple tests to make sure that that one just wasn't off. All of them, DISC, Enneagram, whatever's the new thing, they're all like, you guys are fire and ice. Like
We were 4 years into our marriage at that point, though, Jeff, and it was like, what are we going to do now?
Right. Yeah, you already said sail, so it's like, well, you know.
Right. Work it out.
But, you know, all those personality tests mostly leave God out of the equation. Like,
yes.
You know, it's like, that may be true. There are, Danny and I can...
Well, and how many couples have had viral videos that have reached 300 million people, you know, in the midst of your differences and the explosiveness, mm-hmm. obviously there was this like incredible God potential for something amazing. At least that's what it, on this side of the camera.
You're absolutely
preaching to my
right,
heart.
Jeff.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a great way to put
Preach more, Jeff. No, you're absolutely right. I mean, and that's what you hold on to, right? You're like, what God has graced us for is special. And when you take yourself out of the equation, honestly, and say, man, this ain't about me. Yeah. When you sign up to follow Christ, it's all about loving him and loving people. And when we can say, look, we're in this business to populate heaven and plunder hell. You're like, dude,
get real with it. Yeah,
Let me just get myself out of the way. And let's let this, in spite of our difference, reflect Christ and his goodness. And hopefully that speaks to people.
We only have a minute or two left, and I am disregarding my final question because I just felt prompted. I think there's probably someone listening right now. They're really struggling in their marriage, and they might be, you know, I mean, we're having fun, and it's good to have fun, but they're not having fun at home. They're seriously thinking about walking away or ending their relationship. Do you have hope that you could give to that person? And if you could you just speak right to their heart? As what you would say to them?
Well, I just want to say it almost makes me cry thinking about that person because I have been there so many times, even in the process of writing this book where we're encouraging other people to keep the fun in their marriage and to keep hope and to keep going. We have had many times where it's like, we shouldn't even be writing this book.
Yeah.
We shouldn't even be together. Look at all, we're recounting all of the crazy fights we've had in life, and it brought up a lot of old wounds and a lot of old hurts and things that were still there that we realized we need to walk out healing in our own hearts for. But I just want to encourage you that no matter how dark it feels and no matter how alone you feel, that Jesus is there with you to walk you through it. And I know it sounds cliche, but he will walk through the fire with you, and you will come out on the other side not burned. You will come out on the other side better and stronger together than you will apart.
Yep.
And the enemy is so good at lying to us in those moments of despair. He takes advantage of our weakness and tries to sell us lies that the grass is greener somewhere else, that you made a wrong choice, that God can't do, that God's out of tricks, you know, like he can't do anything else. He's out. He doesn't have anything else up his sleeve. And it's like, it's all such lies. And so I just want to encourage you to stay in the fight because it's a long game. And, marriage is a marathon. It's not a sprint.
Yep.
And And the enemy's goal is to get you to quit early.
That's right.
Where you miss, it's like a fine wine that gets better with age, where you miss all of the amazing like tannins of marriage that come forward as the years go on, but you have to stay in the fight.
That's right. And fighting and everything that happens in the natural starts in the spiritual. You just, you gotta lift those muscles and get stronger in the spiritual realm and stop fighting with each other and stop fighting for each other. Start fighting for each other. And that's something that you really do learn, and relentless effort bears fruit. So keep going. The residual effect of a marriage not working out is very destructive, and there's nothing more that Satan would want that. But you staying in the fight, your faithfulness to stay in and fight, it will bear fruit. There's going to be great things that come from that, and a lot of people are going to be changed by the fact because of your fight. Yep. And it's a beautiful testimony waiting to happen.
Oh, it's beautiful. I want to make sure that we end today by telling everybody where they can get your book, how they can follow you. Is it possible? Could I ask you just to pray for that person before we close? We believe in the power of prayer. God hears our prayers. Mm-hmm. And it could be, you know, a breakthrough waiting to happen for somebody. Would you be willing to do that?
Sure. Heavenly Father, we just, we thank you for this time together. And for right now, we just want to lift that person out there that's listening right now to this podcast. You know exactly where they are.
Yes, Lord.
You know whether they're in their car, at home. You know exactly where they are and what their heart condition is right now. And we just speak healing over that heart right now.
Yes,
that you would just reach down, Father Lord, and give them just an amazing hug, that they would abide in you under your sheltering wings, that they would know their identity is fully in you, that you have made them in your image and likeness, Father, and there's nothing better than you would want them to just sit next to you and just pour out your heart to him. We serve a big, awesome God, and he is so loving. And we just thank you, Father, for that person, that they would just let go, surrender everything, and just give their issue, whatever it is that's going on in their life, give it over to you.
Yeah, and don't believe the lie. If that's you, that you think, oh my goodness, my marriage is beyond repair, it's in shambles, I'm the only person that, you know, has a marriage like this, or I'm a failure, or whatever those lies are, that's what they are, they're lies.
Yes.
And you're not too far gone, and no marriage is too far gone for God to just redeem and restore and bring healing. So I just pray, Lord, that you will strengthen hearts, that you'll bring encouragement, that these relationships that are listening and affected by this interview, that the Holy Spirit will just breathe fresh wind into their marriage and into their marriage sales, Lord.
Yes.
We want to see the body of Christ have healthy marriages,
yes.
God, that endure and that last and that speak to the world, that our God is mighty, that he's able, and that nothing is impossible for him. We love you, Jesus, and it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Beautiful. Well, the book is called The Road to Love and Laughter, Navigating the Twists and Turns of Life Together. What's the best way for our audience to get a hold of the book?
You can head to theroadtoloveandlaughter.com, and we have like all the retailer links. You could choose where you want to get it from. It's also available in an audiobook, which was fun to record just because we like to process out loud anyways. So there was some fun things that we got to record in that kind of didn't make it into the book. If that's your deal that you like to listen to.
Yeah.
So theroadtoloveandlaughter.com, and you can follow us at Kristen and Danny on like Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. You just type in Kristen and Danny and we'll pop up.
Amazing. Well, Kristen and Danny Adams, thank you so much for being on the show today. And we're just praying for abundant blessings on the message that God's given you, and pray that your book would reach a lot of people.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Thanks for having us.
This is a blessing. Thank you.
Hey, my pleasure. God bless.
You've been listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one daily news story well told. We want to encourage you to make sure to share the episode with friends and family. It's a great way to share encouraging news as well as spread the kingdom of God. And it's how the podcast grows as more listeners find value and find encouragement in the content that we are providing. I pray today's episode blessed you.